This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we will take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, we'll also tell you about a subway stabbing. Mark, you've got the story where the police, was it the police that took the swift action to protect the people in the subway car from the mad stabber?
If you mean by swift action that they locked them in the car with the murderer, yes.
Please tell me about this.
it's a funny little story.
I'm sure it was hilarious for those people in that subway car.
Well, I can only say it's funny because I wasn't there on the subway car. Dwight Johnson was on the subway with his bag on the seat next to him when another passenger demanded to be moved because he wanted the spot, even though there were plenty of empty seats on the late night train. Two argued briefly over the bag before Gerardo Sanchez, an exterminator still in uniform, snapped, police said. He pulled a knife and stabbed Johnson to death in front of horrified passengers early Saturday. On Monday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg defended what happened next. This is the part that matters. You know, this is the part that's so weird. Passengers were briefly trapped with the suspect and the bleeding victim because police kept the subway doors closed as they combed the cars looking for the crime scene. Letting everybody run in every direction and have a murderer back on the streets doesn't make a lot of sense, says Mayor Bloomberg. Immediately after the stabbing, someone pulled the emergency cord and the train came to a halt between Manhattan's Rockefeller Center and the next stop further north. Police said 37-year-old Sanchez pried open the doors and dropped the knife onto the tracks. Just minutes later, the train was moving again as the engineer radioed ahead and the police met the train when it pulled into the station at 53rd Street. And one door was opened as the police worked their way back to the crime scene. So they opened one on the train and then, you know, the cops went from, door to door saying, you know, clear, and going back.
But this guy had already jumped out?
No, he pried open a door and dropped the knife. I don't know why he didn't jump out. I don't have an explanation.
Maybe he couldn't get it far. He probably only got it open far enough to throw the knife.
Certainly a possibility.
Gotcha.
Sanchez was arrested as he stood over the body. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said the arrest took just minutes. Just minutes. So is that...
This is a long time.
Right. Minutes when you're locked in a very small room with a man who's just slain someone else in front of you over that he could have just gotten another seat for. Like, maybe those are long minutes. And who knows how many minutes we're talking about. When they say just minutes, it draws to mind for me
40
three
minutes.
Or four or five. But minutes could mean really anything. Minutes is the next step down from hours.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what the passengers in that particular car had to say about how long it took.
Yeah, I would really like to see that, and I don't know what it is. Anyway, it says that no one else was injured. Sanchez pled not guilty to charges of murder, and his legal aid did not immediately return a call seeking comment. His brother, Luis Sanchez, told the reporters that the family was struggling to understand what happened. He's a family man and not a beast.
The drifter?
No, this is the stabber.
The murderer.
Yeah, the drifter's good and dead, as I understand it. The brother told reporters after it rained on Sunday, Luis Sanchez told the Daily News that his brother had recently been hurt in a workplace accident, had been taking pain medication, and he's being held without bail. Johnson, 36, died at the scene. Little is known about him. There's no number at the address provided by the police. So anyway, Bloomberg says, hey, the subways are safer than ever, and there hasn't been a killing on the subway system this year.
Until now.
Well, until now, yeah. I mean, they made it all the way to November. And
apparently there was one last year, too, right? Otherwise he would have said there hasn't been one since 10 years ago.
Or whatever. Yeah. He says, I have empathy for everybody that's in danger, the mayor said.
How many stabbings have there been? I mean, he pointed out there's only been one killing so far this year on the subway. How many stabbings and beatings and attacks?
Well, New York is a big city. I mean, there's a lot of people there, so...
It's true.
It might sound like there's a high crime rate, but you also have to consider that there's many millions of people living in the New York metro area, too, so...
It's still a scary story, though. I mean, just the idea that somebody would be stabbed over his seat on a subway car. well, is really freaky.
People do get cranky on pain medications, although I would assume that to stab a drifter to death over a subway seat, you probably already had to have some psychological problems.
I don't know. I wouldn't be prepared to assess this guy. Psychological sounds good to me.
You don't think he was a little unreasonable?
I think when he wakes up from this, he's going to say, "Holy crap, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison over a bum."
Yep. That's it.
Somebody I've never met and I don't care about. I've shown how tough I am to, you know, somebody who's dead and some horrified people on the train. I mean, I think it's awful, awful circumstance, and the guy's going to be, obviously he's going to regret it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, to kill somebody over a seat in a subway seems
it's
like
really, really petty. And this is, this gets into the realm of punishment for me, because I don't, you know, who are you going to get, some kind of recompense to for this?
Who do you arrest you for killing the drifter?
Right.
Yeah, it's not like you can make somebody whole when they're dead.
Well, and he may not have any relatives that know of him. Or
an employer that perhaps is losing his labor. So, you've got some real, real problems here. And I think that there's room for punishment in society. I think this guy deserves it. And, that's about where I'm at. I have a good idea what life is like from, his side of the fence from now on. And he's going to be on that side of the fence. And I know, he's going to regret it. He's going to spend daily.
Were the charges first degree murder or they were second degree?
Who knows?
Did it say?
First degree.
At this point, they haven't charged him formally. I believe you have to bring a grand jury in order to indict somebody on first degree murder.
I imagine these would be second degree charges, since it sounds like a split second decision. Doesn't sound like he went on to the subway car
intending
necessarily.
To kill him, yeah.
They might try to claim that he had the knife in order to kill somebody. It is New York City.
So, but the other issue here is how the police handled the situation.
Right,
and of
that's
course
the real issue, is they locked a bunch of people into the D train with a guy with a bloody knife standing over somebody he just killed for some, minor disagreement.
To be honest, we don't necessarily know how the call went out to police dispatch, so if they just heard that somebody had been killed or injured...
Oh, good. We can blame it on incompetence.
Well, they don't necessarily... How did the report even get to the police? Who made the initial report?
I don't care. Well, understand that it doesn't matter to me which bureaucrat screwed this up?
Well, it's not necessarily that they screwed it up, though. Because if they didn't know, say, if he had a gun or a knife, it might actually be a bad idea to turn someone with a gun loose into a larger area where they can roam around and...
I understand that, but
a greater number of people.
So you're willing to put those people's safety? I mean, what if this guy decided, I'm screwed. I'm going to take out witnesses, and gone from person to person to person. I mean, I don't think that it's entirely at that point just his fault if the cops have locked him in that train with those people.
They certainly could have handled it differently.
Fight or flight is definitely a human question that your body, you will answer in a difficult situation. And the police prevented him from choosing flight. So, I mean, he might have wanted to flee, and luckily he didn't choose to continue fighting. So I guess he just chose to stand there stunned after what he did.
How much police work would it take to have, opened the doors the guy runs out of the train? Maybe everybody would run. I don't know. This is the more orderly way to handle it. However, there were probably 30 people, a couple of dozen people whose lives were put in danger in this orderly way of handling getting the murder. You see, here's the question is, what's more important, getting this guy, this murderer, or,
safety?
These 24 people. I mean, do you really want to turn
of human life?
Right. Do you want to turn a murder scene into a mass murder scene?
That was a possibility here because of what the police did.
I would think that you would take that into consideration. I don't know the best way to handle it, but I can tell you the best way to handle it isn't to lock 24 people or whatever. I'm just making some number up.
I would suggest that, it may have been more difficult for them to track this guy down if they had just, people had just run out of the train. But at the same time, we are in the 21st century, and you've got a trainload of people, there's a good chance somebody had a cell phone camera or something like that to where they were able to snap this guy's photo, or, you know, there's likely video monitoring in the subway stations, so it wouldn't be as though they'd be completely unable to investigate and find out who the guy is, at least get his picture.
Jeez, I don't know that a picture would do you that much good
in New York City. Yeah, good point. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. What would you do in that situation? It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com also features the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove and show they are listeners of Free Talk Live. You can become a Shriner, ladies, if you head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and get all the details there. And the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. All right, we will take your calls here. Frank is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving this week. Yeah, I wanted to mention that New York City, like many other cities, deliberately underreports the crimes and things because of the statistics. The reasons for that, when you look at neighborhood development or gentrification, to make it more desirable for, you know, people moving in or to buy property and different things. And, you know, New York isn't alone in that. Detroit, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, a number of cities deliberately underreport that. And it could be as simple as a mistake on the police report, or maybe the sergeant at the police station is reading the report and they decide that, oh, this isn't right, it gets thrown out. So in a sense, it's very common. So nothing would surprise me about, you know, the amount of crime that happens up here or any other city in the United States. And I think it's going to get worse as the economy collapses and the social fabric starts to disintegrate.
That's
but
like
we all
true.
Know that. History has taught us that. But no, I feel really bad about the people in the subway. In fact, I ride the subway every day, and I haven't had any, knock on wood, any difficulty with muggers or usually you'll see maybe some homeless people or people begging for, you know, money for food or, you know, this or that. But that's really about it. And
what would you say should have been done in this case? I mean, the issue for those just tuning in is that in New York City, there was a man that was stabbed to death on a subway car. They locked down the subway cars while the police searched through them and therefore put the rest of the people that were in the subway car at risk of being also stabbed by this maniac. What do you think would be an appropriate way to handle that?
Well, you know what? I have a feeling that after 9/11, I mean, people up here have been so, you know, terrified of fear and violence. You know, for I think it was in the 1970s, they had that woman stabbed that, you know, she was screaming and everyone heard it and they did nothing, you know. So, I mean, I have a feeling that, you know, a lot of New Yorkers are desensitized. And, but, you know, if it were me and someone was attempting to stab me and I could, you know, defend myself for that, I would attempt to do that. But, you know, the point is people are told, you know, look out for yourself, you know, don't get involved. Plus, another problem people don't seem to realize today on the New York subway is that most of the people from ages 14 through maybe 39 are all listening to their iPods with the inner ear phone jacks, or what do we call them, headphones.
Yeah.
So you can be on the subway and you're, you know, someone is blocking the door with the headphones on and you ask, could you move please, I'm getting out. You know, they're oblivious to that. So
really?
I wonder how many people may have been zoned out in their MP3 music world.
Without even knowing the guy was being stabbed to death. That's
correct. So I don't know. I mean, all I can say is this: New York is an amazing city. Everything you could want in North America exists in the city, and everything you don't want coexists also, usually within, you know, a 3 to 5 block radius. So, you know, you can be on one part of the city where the richest people in the world have addresses and condos and things, and go over 5 or 6 blocks and you'll see, you know, a homeless encampment of people that are, you know, really, you know, in a bad situation. So in a sense, that's kind of like how it is. There's no middle ground, and that may be a metaphor for, you know, the state of our country at this moment.
Frank, but my question for you, I don't know if maybe I didn't hear your answer, was what do you think about how the police handled that situation with locking everyone in
the
train car?
They have their own regulations now, and they have all of this emergency Homeland Security stuff, so I think that's what they would probably do, lock the system down. But they have tons of surveillance cameras at every subway station. But in order to cut the expenses, the people in the booths they've tended to replace. So in a sense, it is a panopticon of video information, but it'll take them probably an hour or two to retrieve the videos and try to find out, you know, the person. All of that surveillance, like in London, is good, but it can't prevent anything. It's always after the fact, after it happens.
That's true, and the statistics... The statistics of the government's own study over in London show that that effectively the cameras do nothing to stop crime, and or little to nothing. And the thing that really stops crime there are streetlights, not cameras.
Right. And what people have to do is I think they have to be willing to I'm going to say this. The cost of taxi cabs is so expensive now that more and more people are using the subways. And it really is an efficient way to travel. And I think on any given day, there's probably, you know, 18 million people on the subway, and that means that people are taking the subway, you know, more than once. So, you know, if you look at the numbers, that, you know, of ridership, it's pretty amazing, you know, in the city. And all I can say is this, you know, this stuff happens everywhere. And it's really sad. I feel sorry for the person that's that lost their life, and I feel sorry for the... you know, the danger that we all have to deal with. And I wonder if maybe this person should have been institutionalized, and due to the cost-cutting, they were thrown out on the street without anything. You never know. I mean, it would be very interesting to find out what's what. Usually in New York, if you get mugged, it's sort of like you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. Very rarely do people premeditate their, you know, violent acts of aggression. On people,
I would imagine a large amount of muggers are people that are looking for some sort of a drug fix, you know, a crack fix or something
like
that.
No, it could be.
And they run out and they go and they, you know, they just decided to, you know, target somebody who happens to be out.
It could be, or it could also be, you know, maybe, you know, people lost their jobs, they're homeless, they've lost their apartment. You never know. Or it could be someone that's, you know, just completely whacked out that should be institutionalized. But, no, it's very sad, and it's sad that it happened during this holiday season, and it's sad that it happens anywhere. But
thank you, Frank, for the thoughts tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you as somebody who lives in New York City. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you know, Mark, what I'd, and Nick, what I'd be interested to talk about here is, what do you do about a dead homeless guy? I mean, I think we've talked about this in the past, but I don't recall ever really, if there was a great answer to it, I don't recall what it was. As far as normally when we talk about people committing crimes, we think, I don't know if I can speak for you guys here, but I think that restitution is a direction that we need to go in as a society, as opposed to just putative sorts of things where you just put somebody in a cage and the victims in that case don't actually get anything out of that. They are not made whole in any way, shape, or
form. They're victimized twice. They're victimized by the perpetrator, and they're victimized by the government in having to pay to keep their perpetrator sort of taken care of.
But when it's your average victim, they have family members, they have people, you know, they have a lover, they have kids, they have people that are connected to them. They have people in the business world that rely on them for things. So it's not hard to find victims aside from them that, you know, we're talking about somebody who was murdered. In this case, it was a homeless guy, a derelict, somebody that was, you know, didn't have any family that anybody knows of. How do you handle that with restitution? It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Production internships. Intern in film and alternative media. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, and a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply, as long as they're, you know, about college age. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Actually, the spring's probably deadline's probably over for that. You might be able to still squeeze in, and the only way to find that out is by going to libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, as we continue here, hey, I got another train story. Actually, I've been sitting on this one for several weeks, but I figured...
You're playing the train angle?
Now's an appropriate time to bring this out. We started out this hour talking about a man that was murdered, stabbed to death on a New York City train, so this doesn't have the same level of, seriousness. But for some people, it's pretty serious. For the women of Tokyo, it's a serious thing. And the BBC News is reporting that Tokyo police have begun a week-long crackdown against the twice-daily scourge of gropers on commuter trains. Undercover teams have been deployed on some lines in a bid to catch molesters in the act on crowded trains. Last year, more than 6,000 people were arrested on suspicion of groping or taking of unsolicited photographs. According to one survey, nearly two-thirds of young women have been groped on public transport. Some train lines have even introduced women-only carriages. Now, I think that is a particularly interesting example of how the marketplace responded to this groper problem, which is a big problem over in Japan, from what I understand. You don't hear much about that happening in the United States.
I think I recall hearing a story out of Boston a couple of years ago where they had some gropers.
But is it an epidemic?
No. I think it was a sensationalized news story. I'm sure there was some groping going on, but...
Over in Japan, it's my understanding that they actually, and in fact the article points this out, that local reports say the police are concerned that gropers are using the internet to coordinate their activities and to form gangs.
Groping gangs.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a real problem.
They're not actually raping anybody, though. They're just sort of...
Just grabbing boobs and butts and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, just copping a feel. Because they're on a packed subway car or a packed train car.
Well, there's nowhere you can go when
right.
you're on a subway car. You can't
I would have a very
off.
Difficult time grabbing the feel and then, you know, being looked at by that person. I mean, obviously, you're going to turn around. I suppose you could slide through, but people are going to know. You know, like, I just saw that guy's hand go through there.
Yeah, it's likely people are going to know, but I suppose if you're stealthy enough, then there's a possibility of...
What do you really get out of it? I mean, it's just...
I don't know.
Some sick thrill, probably.
It's a sick thrill, right?
I mean, people like all kinds of strange and disgusting things.
Admittedly, I've seen parts that I've wanted to touch and you know, wanted to touch more, some more than others, and things like that.
Would you get a thrill out of rubbing up against a woman in a subway car?
If it's packed enough, I've been in tight circumstances with friends that I found attractive.
Well, it's one thing if it happens by accident, but
no, I mean not by accident, by circumstance. I'm not talking about it's been by circumstance. Like they had to say we had to ride in a car, they had to sit on my lap, something like that.
Right, right. But according to the story here, the Tokyo police have begun what's being described as a groping prevention week. There are conspicuous extra police patrols and stations handing out leaflets, and undercover teams have been deployed on trains to try to catch men in the act. Gropers can be imprisoned for up to 7 years in Japan.
Good Lord.
Several suspects arrested in recent months are said to have told officers they had targeted particular train lines because of recommendations they had read on websites. So essentially the gropers are getting together on the internet, getting together on forums and things like that, and essentially posting, you know, where the best train lines are to grope women. So
in theory, I suppose it could be groping men as well.
I'm sure the vast
majority of them are targeting women, but...
But I think
they've got the parts that are, you know, more.
Well,
boring.
If you want to grope people on subway cars, you might have sort of a penchant for off color, offbeat things. So
it's groping, true, but
groping other, you know, young men might be up your alley.
It's possible, but guys in general come with better armed than women do. You know,
it's definitely riskier. Yeah. It would be riskier.
Now, I know that we sometimes have people listening who are actually in, it's an international show, we're on the internet. There have been people that have called the show from Japan, and so I'm curious, have you ever been groped? Or from anywhere around the world, have you ever been groped on a train car or somewhere in public? Or are you a groper? Can you call in and tell us what it's all about for you? Is it a thrill? Do you have contests with the other gropers to see who can grope? I mean, obviously, you probably can't prove that. I suppose if you had a video camera going, you could.
Well, I'm curious to see to know how many gropers there actually are out there. Because I imagine media works the same way in Japan as it does in many places around the world, just about everywhere around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that the media tends to focus on stories that people find interesting. Because
sure.
Media outlets are generally trying to sell advertising. So
stories that are salacious, titillating.
Right. I mean, so they're not necessarily going to represent it objectively. You might get the impression that there are a lot more people groping other individuals on subway cars in Japan than there actually are.
It'd be easy to get that impression, as according to the story, more than 6,000 people were arrested on suspicion of groping and or taking unsolicited photographs. So I guess there's...
That gets tricky. Suspicion,
what is an unsolicited photograph?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the laws about being in public are different in Japan than they are around
right. I'm
here.
Wondering whether these are the upskirt photographs that they're...
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, that they, yeah. That's what I'm thinking, too. But, you know, they're supposed to be big on the Internet. When I don't understand why you would want them when you can just pay somebody. Why would you take the chance of getting arrested when
you can pay someone to take their clothes off for you or what?
Just pay.
An upskirt?
Right. I would assume that you make money by letting other people see these upskirt photos. And
it's the excitement.
I guess.
Right? It's the excitement.
The sick thrill thing.
Right. Of
the lighting can't even be that good.
No, they're awful. They're awful. So
you haven't done a lot of looking at these?
I haven't done a lot of looking at them, but I have certainly seen them before. And there's nothing exciting about it. But for somebody, yeah. You know, for
we know
some,
why that is. Don't worry.
Huh?
Just go on.
For some lonely guy who has no social skills whatsoever, getting a shot up a girl's skirt is maybe a very, very exciting and exhilarating experience for them. So we're not sure, and you're right, Nick.
But you're saying for a lonely guy who has no social skills, it's not that big of a deal to look at him?
Are you saying that I'm lonely and have no social skills?
I figured you'd probably be pretty good at giving me some idea.
6,000 people arrested on suspicion. And you're right. What does it mean to be arrested on suspicion? How many people were actually convicted?
I mean, because if you do brush up against people in a crowded environment, and I've been on subway cars where you can't help but bump into people.
Sure.
So who knows if that accurately represents how many people are actually out there groping.
And how many of those 6,000 people weren't groping anyone? Maybe they just looked suspicious, and the woman in the or the man or whoever the victim of the alleged groping was thought they were groped, but in point of fact weren't actually groped, and maybe there was just an accidental bump that happened, and they turned around and there's some creepy looking dude back there and then they call the police. So I mean, how many of the 6,000 were actually innocent people that had been arrested by the police because they were alleged to have groped? But how do you prove that? I mean, unless you actually have witnesses who can say, yes, I saw that guy grope that woman, where's the burden of proof in this case or in these cases?
I don't know how other countries' legal systems
work. Yeah,
I'm
not sure if there is much of a burden of proof in Japan. I'm just not sure how it works there.
Yeah, I don't know either. 800-259-9231. If you do know and you can enlighten us, we'd love to hear from you.
When I think of Japan, the first thing I think of is, when's that war going to end? When are we going to get our troops back?
Toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. Mark, they're not my troops. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Speaking of troops, you do have a story about that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on our site free if you want to help support Free Talk Live. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some of our alternative payment options. All there available for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And be sure you visit Nick's website if it's up. Nick, last week was still not quite ready for
prime time. At last check, it's still down.
Okay, unfortunately. Well, eventually it will be up at freemindsmedia.com. You've been having some, I guess, behind-the-scenes technical issues. But in the meantime, you can see Free Minds TV over at freekeen.com. There's the Freekeen YouTube channel, and every Free Minds TV episode ever since the very beginning has been posted over at the freekeen.com blog. So in the meantime, while the Free Minds site is down, you can get that at the very least at freekeen.com. So please do that. And is Toby posting the Free Minds Radio episodes over there? I have not seen
those. On Freekeen?
Yeah, I've not seen those.
They're still being posted to iTunes, although I'm not sure. We had just been posting them to our website, but given the technical difficulties, I think that at the moment they may just be getting posted over at iTunes.
Okay. You might want to consider just popping them up on the Freekeen blog, get you a little bit, get a few extra ears in the meantime while your site's down. But Free Minds Media, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, those are Nick's shows. And so if you want to get more of Nick and more Liberty, great Liberty-oriented content, go there, freekeen.com. 800-259-9231. You mentioned the troops, Mark. Let's talk about the troops. There's going to be a lot more of them going to Afghanistan. Is that right?
Yeah, looks that way.
What's the story?
From McClatchyDC.com. Washington, President Obama met Monday evening with his national security team to finalize a plan to dispatch some 34,000 additional U.S. troops over the next year to what he's called a war of necessity in Afghanistan. By the way, according to his own aides over there, you know, from I read on antiwar.com, so all you have to do is go look it up. Apparently, really the only thing that's necessary about the war in Afghanistan is to make Obama not look silly. That Al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan, and there's really nothing there for us except to, you know.
For the government, you mean?
Right. Well, for the government, for the people, well, for the people of the United States, there's nothing.
Has there ever been something there?
I suppose that, you know, one can make the claim, but, you know, what is there? What could there be in Afghanistan for the people of the United States?
I don't want anything there.
I didn't ask you whether you wanted anything, Ian.
I don't know.
That's the answer to the question, do you want anything in Afghanistan?
There's a lot of opium.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I guess they're trying to police the opium out. I mean, that's really good for those poor farmers there.
They haven't really tackled that very hard, though.
No.
Isn't 90%+ of the world's opium coming from Afghanistan now?
I don't know if it's 90%+, but Afghanistan is the world's number one producer of opium.
Right, and that hasn't changed.
No.
No, nothing seems to be stopping that.
So they're bringing 34,000?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And Obama is expected to announce his long-awaited decision on December the 1st, followed by meetings on Capitol Hill aimed at winning congressional support. Amid opposition, some Democrats who are worried about the strain on U.S. Treasury and whether Afghanistan has become a quagmire.
Happy holidays, American military families. Your sons and daughters are going to die.
Yep, more soft bodies for more hard bullets. The U.S. officials all spoke on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to discuss the issue publicly because one official said the White House is incensed by leaks on its Afghan policy that don't originate in the White House.
How
so they don't want leaks that don't originate in the
House. They want the leaks to come straight from the source, I guess.
Yeah, great. They said the commander of the U.S.-led international force in Afghanistan, Army General Stanley McChrystal, could arrive in Washington as early as Sunday to participate in the rollout of the new plan, including testifying before Congress. Yep, toward the end of the next week, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, U.S. Ambassador.
Blah, blah, blah.
So that's what the plan is, right? And they're going to do it over a nine-month period beginning in March.
How many troops do they have in Afghanistan right now? I mean, I don't expect you to know that off the top of your head or anything like that, but does anybody know?
I don't know.
Wikipedia probably knows.
Yeah,
give it a try. I want to say it's not as many as we had in Iraq. I mean, I want to say in the tens of thousands, 50 maybe.
Was it 100,000 plus in Iraq?
At one point, I think it was up to about 140,000, 150,000, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, somewhere in that ballpark.
There are 68,000 U.S. troops and 42,000 other countries in Afghanistan from other countries in Afghanistan. So there's.
Now they've been getting their butts whipped over there, haven't they?
It hasn't been going well, but you know the thing is, you can't. Nothing can stand in the face of the world's largest military apparatus over some period of time. But what's really going to happen? There is no central government. Guy over there, Karzai.
They did seem to stand up to the Soviets pretty well, and they were arguably the number two military power in the world, and they sent them. Packing with their tails between their legs.
I don't think if the United States really wants to go in there and, you know, defeat them, then all they're going to do is hunker down for a little while, and then the United States will leave, and then they'll be back to whatever their business was as usual, because they don't have a real government. Karzai is essentially not the president of Afghanistan. He's the mayor of Kabul. And, his influence doesn't – there isn't a government there.
So what does that have anything to do with anything? I mean, there wasn't really a government in Iraq necessarily after they deposed Saddam Hussein, but they the insurgents were doing a fine job of defending their territory.
But now they haven't because they came up with another system and they defeated the insurgents or whatever. But the difference the difference between Afghanistan and Iraq is the centralized government. Iraq definitely had a central government, and that central government was definitely defeated by the United States, so the Iraqis sort of understood central government. The Afghanis do not. They have never had a central government, and there never will I can't say that. There isn't one, and so putting one in its place is significantly more difficult. Do you understand?
Are you telling me that there are... I understand what you're saying, but I want to go back to the issue of the insurgency. Are you telling me there's no more insurgency in Iraq these days?
It's very low-key.
Right. They just waited until the... They're waiting until the United States goes, well, and then, you know, they'll see what happens.
And essentially, I mean, I think in large part the insurgency in Iraq was defeated when Iraqi militias get sick of the insurgents. There were a lot of Iraqis who didn't want to have car bombs going off in their cities, understandably. So I believe that the Iraqi people largely turned on the insurgents.
So you're saying it wasn't the military then that kiboshed them?
No. With a sympathetic population, an insurgency is virtually impossible to destroy.
And I would think in Afghanistan, you've got a relatively sympathetic population, right?
Right. Sure. They've been resisting one form of occupation or another off and on for
the last
centuries.
Decades,
right?
Yeah.
Centuries, if you look back far enough. I mean,
right. And the other thing about the Iraqis is they knew what a good life was at one point. They had one of the
comparison to Afghanistan.
Right. They had one of the most technologically advanced cities, Baghdad, in the world at one point. Certainly in the Middle East. So under Saddam Hussein, things were. I hesitate to use the term peaceful because, you know, the threat of violence does not make peace, but they were stable, I guess.
Had TVs, some of them,
right.
And cars. And
so having the American troops busting into their homes and hassling them,
yeah.
I mean, that was part of the whole plan, was to, you know, to hassle the citizenry until they got sick of it all. And then they put the pressure on the other inmates in the giant prison.
Well, look for more deaths coming soon in Afghanistan. Let's go to your phone calls. Joel is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Joel.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and I guess
Nick
it was
here.
Nick.
Nick.
Yep.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, just a quick story for you. I was driving home from work, and I was in a kind of rural area, and I was pulled over. And apparently, my headlight was out, and I had no idea. And thankfully, I just got off with a warning, and I was let go. Not even 2 miles down the road, I was just pulled over again for the same thing.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's good to see they're watching out. Did they give you a verbal warning, or did they give you a piece of paper warning?
A paper warning.
Well, that's good, because then you can show the cop the paper warning and say, hey, you know, you guys are doing a great job.
Right. Well, no, I told the second cop that the other guy's name, and he just let me go. But I was in, as I said, a rural area, and there wasn't even a store around for me to buy a new headlight at. So I had to go another couple miles down the road before, like, anything came up. But I got pulled over twice in about 2 miles for the same thing, which I didn't even have a chance to fix.
Well, you know, at least there's nothing else going on in your town for them to be investigating, apparently. So I guess you can look on the bright side there. And thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up. A lot of people have been saying that Glenn Beck is a libertarian, and I think we can look a little deeper into that and find out whether there's any truth to it or not. Coming up, Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.